Analysts say little is known about Mr. Medvedev other than what is contained in his official biography. What is known is that he owes his political career to Mr. Putin. They met 17 years ago when both worked for the mayor of St. Petersburg, Anatoly Sobchak. By 1999, Mr. Putin was named prime minister, then acting president, after Boris Yeltsin resigned. He was elected president of Russia in 2000, and he invited Mr. Medvedev to work for him in Moscow. Mr. Medvedev rose to chief of staff and was also made chairman of the state gas monopoly, Gazprom. He currently holds the post of first deputy prime minister. Late last year, Mr. Putin chose Mr. Medvedev as his successor, and he easily won the presidential election earlier this month, getting more than 70% of the vote. Candidate Medvedev promised to name Vladimir Putin prime minister. During a news conference late last month, President Bush responded to a statement that U.S. Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, running for the Democratic presidential nomination, said they did not know a great deal about Mr. Medvedev.
I don't know much about Medvedev either. And what'll be interesting to see is who comes to the, who represents Russia at the G8, for example. It'll be interesting to see. It'll help, I think, give some insight as to how Russia intends to conduct foreign policy after Vladimir Putin's presidency.
But analysts say the Russian constitution is clear as to who will be in charge of foreign relations. It says the Russian president will govern the foreign policy of the country and represent Russia on the world stage. Experts say a more important question is whether Dmitry Medvedev, who owes so much to outgoing President Putin, will be his own man or whether he will be Putin's puppet. Jason Lyle is a Russia expert at Princeton University's Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs.
I don't think we actually know the answer to this right now. Medvedev is in some ways just a cipher. We don't know that much about him. He is portrayed as Putin's man, but it's just been quoted in saying, no, the power runs through the presidency. And so you might see at the beginning that Putin is sort of running the show, but my hunch is that Medvedev is going to step in. He's going to develop his own power base. And this may get into a really interesting situation where there's dual power centers in Russia. And I honestly don't know how this is going to play out. I don't think anybody knows yet how it's going to play out. It's going to hinge on the relationship between those two men. And in the beginning, I think Putin's going to be calling a shot. 2 years down the road, I'm not so sure.
Michael McFaul from Stanford University says it is difficult to say whether there will be friction between the two men.
I'm nervous about predicting tension between two men who have worked together for almost two decades. And yet, almost by definition, from the setup of the relationship moving forward, Medvedev gradually will have to become his own leader and his own president. And for him to just act as a puppet to the prime minister, I think over time that will be difficult to sustain. I am not of the view that some people express that you already see the signs of the tension and that Medvedev is going to be some break with the Putin era. I see much more continuity looking forward.
But Marshall Goldman from Harvard University says there could be tensions between the two men.
Because once you've got power in Russia, one of the things we've seen, the power after a while goes to your head and you resent being told what to do, even if you're being told by what was your mentor. There certainly should be a honeymoon in the early stages because Medvedev has been very close to Putin. Putin has brought him along quite a bit, and it may very well be that they can divide up responsibilities. But I think it's going to be hard for Putin to give up all the controls that he had.
In the long run, experts say two centers of power in Russia, some call it a co-presidency, are unsustainable. They say either the Russian constitution must be changed to give more powers to the prime minister, or the political structure will remain the same with the president, in this case Dmitry Medvedev, holding the upper hand. Andrei Dineshner of VOA News, Washington.